An Auckland paediatrician is relieved that a promising new coronavirus vaccine will be tested on teens and children. There are two vaccine candidates now offering hope, one made by Pfizer, the other by Moderna. Yesterday, Moderna announced that preliminary data from the phase 3 trial of its vaccine suggests it's over 94% effective in preventing COVID-19. Dr. Jin Russell, a paediatrician at Starship Children's Hospital, is with us now. Kia ora. So you're very keen on including teenagers and children in any vaccination program or testing. Why is that?
Well, I think, yes, I am excited about the fact that Moderna has signalled that they're quickly going to move on to test this vaccine in teenagers and then followed by children under the age of 12. I mean, children and teenagers are a really important part of our overall vaccination program, and that's what's going to keep our households in Aotearoa safe.
Why is it such a concern for New Zealand that children are included?
Yes, I think, I mean, children are an important part of any immunisation strategy anywhere in the world, but particularly in Aotearoa, we have a lot of multi-generational households, and we also have a lot of mixing of age groups in our social bubbles. And we know this from overseas research as well. We see similar patterns in the UK, that children are actually really involved in the lives of older people. So when we're thinking about protecting our grandparents and older people around us, we want to see, hopefully in time, that children and adolescents can be vaccinated as well.
Is it safer often to vaccinate children and young people than it is older people, especially with one of these vaccines that's much newer?
I think that's a really good question, Susie. I think what we need to see is the full data come out. I mean, the vaccinologists that I've seen, you know, in the news, are cautiously optimistic and I think really excited. What we've got is data from press release. It has been independently monitored data, but we still don't have full data. And so we just need to see that vaccines are going to be really effective and really safe if we're going to give them to children.
So we know about Moderna, but what about Pfizer? Is that one more limited in the scope of the people that have already had it?
So both of these vaccines have been trialled in adults who are 18 years and older, and we don't have the complete breakdown yet of those age groups. And that would be standard, I think, for clinical trials, that you would test something first in adults and then you would move on to testing it in children.
Not all adults created equal, if you like, though. We're not all the same. There are obviously gender differences, hormonal differences between people. As people age as well, how does that change regarding comorbidities that might come into play too, though?
Sure. So, I mean, I think what's quite exciting is that Moderna has announced that 42% of their phase 3 participants were at high risk of severe disease because of medical conditions or because they were in the older age group. So while we're waiting for that full trial data to come in, I think that's promising that they've actually recruited, probably over-recruited a large number of people who would be at higher risk. We'd want to see that those at-risk groups eventually, when the full data comes out, are actually being protected.
Do you see the Moderna vaccine being more promising? Partly because it's seemingly that bit further effective or more effective at 94% rather than 90%. Also because it is not as difficult to store it. It can be stored in a regular freezer rather than in liquid nitrogen.
Well, I think 90%, 94% are still very high numbers. But I think, yeah, the more promising thing is that Moderna's vaccine is stable. It can be stable. For long-term storage, it needs minus 20 degrees Celsius, but it's stable for up to 30 days, they say, at temperatures which can be achieved in GP clinics and even at home for up to 30 days. So I think that's the promising thing, because one of the concerns about the Pfizer vaccine is just the logistics of moving it across the ocean and across countries in super cold storage.
These are both coming incredibly fast. I mean, vaccines often take years, if not decades, to develop. How much of a note of caution should we have around the speed that this has happened and how much work is being done to find out what the downsides might be?
Well, yes, I think, again, really good question. The speed is unprecedented. It looks like there's been a huge injection of investment, financial investment, into these companies to actually make it possible to trial this technology, which has been in development for years. The thing that I'm really pleased about is that our successful COVID-19 strategy in Aotearoa means that we're not pushed to rush through vaccines before all the safety data is there, before we know more about these vaccines. And that's tempting for other countries overseas, which have been harder hit and their hospitals are in overwhelm. They will want to rush vaccines through. So I'm satisfied that in New Zealand, no matter what happens with these vaccines, we're still in a very good position relative to other countries.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, Dr. Jin Russell, there, a paediatrician at Starship Hospital.